Everyone knows Warren Buffett. The guy's everywhere. Books galore, on TV, the wealthiest guy around. He's made a fortune. But right now, into 2009, Berkshire Hathaway is down well over 50%. So I did an interesting comparison today. I went back and I did a comparison between Bill Dunn, a trend-following trader outlined in my book, Trend Following. I compared Bill Dunn's program to Warren Buffett's program. And I compared this from April 1987 to February 2009, a hypothetical $1,000 invested in each trader. Up until February 2009, through February 2009, Dunn has achieved a $31,000 growth. So from $1,000, he grew to $31,000. Buffett grew from $1,000 to $22,000. I mean, I think that's worth noting. How many people know about Bill Dunn? You know, sometimes the critics come on my website and they say, well, some of these trend followers, they have big drawdowns. They're too risky. Okay, from 1987 to 2009, Bill Dunn beats Warren Buffett. Who's heard of Bill Dunn? Who's heard of trend following? Look, if you come to my site, you've heard of trend following. You know all about trend following. But most people don't. Most people are not familiar with trend following. And I think it's a great example to compare a trader, Bill Dunn, who's had his share of big drawdowns too, to compare Bill Dunn to Warren Buffett, who is now also having a big drawdown. I do hope in the future, if some of these stock guys bounce back, I hope they're going to be forced to wear the scarlet letters of their drawdowns, of their huge losses, like the rest of the world wants to label trend-following traders. But all that said, drawdowns aside, at the end of the day, you have to measure how much money is being made. What's the absolute performance? And in this one comparison, and I'll post a chart on my website, in this one comparison, Bill Dunn beats Warren Buffett. That's worth noting. That says something about the strategy of trend-following trading. At a time when everyone is seemingly going under, buying and holding stocks, you can look at the performance of trend-following traders over 2008, and it's just incredible. There's so much to be learned from trend-following trading.